This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Deng, P-E-N-G, first name Deng, excuse me, F-E-N-G, date of birth, January 5th, 1984, date of evaluation, March 11th, 2024. The chief complaint, 40-year-old female with postpartum congestive heart failure. The HPI, the patient is a 40-year-old female with history of hypertension dating to the age of 26, period. She had a second pregnancy in 2023, period. At the end of the first pregnancy, she had developed hypertension, period. In June of 2023, she was admitted to the hospital with congestive heart failure, period. She states that she has had ongoing shortness of breath and exertion. She has had chest discomfort, but no chest pain, period. She denies specifically exertional chest discomfort, period. Echocardiogram in February of 2023 revealed normal left ventricular and diastolic volume, mass, wall thickness. Left ventricular ejection fraction was 56% with impaired left ventricular relaxation, period. There was normal left atria and right atrial size, period. Estimated RV systolic pressure was 28 millimeters of mercury, period. The echo did reveal minimal pericardial effusion, period. The additional history includes that of gestational diabetes. The medications, labetalol, 400 milligrams BID, nifedipine, 30 milligrams BID. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother and maternal grandmother both had hypertension, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking. She notes rare alcohol use. Review of symptoms, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 124/92, pulse 68, respiratory rate 20, weight 157.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Examination otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 40-year-old female who reports having developed shortness of breath and dyspnea and exertion, period. She has long-standing history of hypertension, period. She reports having been admitted to the acute setting. In June of 2023, with congestive heart failure, period. Patient currently does not have evidence of congestive heart failure, period. She most likely developed acute episode of congestive heart failure secondary to diastolic heart failure and uncontrolled blood pressure, period. Her systolic function was noted to be normal, period. She currently has no findings of congestive heart failure, period. Patient is felt to have no significant limitation at this time, period. She has no findings of congestive heart failure. She has normal rhythm on examination. She has normal echocardiographic findings, period. She is able to perform usual tasks, period. Consideration for further adjustment in blood pressure medication, period. She is otherwise felt to be stable and has no significant limitation. She can frequently carry 10 pounds, period. She can occasionally lift up to 11 to 20 pounds, period. She can never lift greater than 50 pounds, period. She is able to sit 8 hours in a day without interruption, period. She can dance up to 2 hours in a day without interruption, period. She is able to walk 45 minutes without interruption, period. Total in an 8-hour day, she can sit for 8 hours, period. She can stand for 3 to 4 hours, period. She can walk 1-2 hours, period. Dr. Wallington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient day.